intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 6th day of August, year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that if President Trump was to lose the election, I think we'd find it probably banned in all public schools nationwide. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I had one picked out, but something came up that I think is worthy of making it the prepper tip of the day. General Mike Flynn has written a letter to America. It's published at a website titled The Western Journal, but westernjournal.com, westernjournal.com. His letter to America. It's not terribly long, but it's well done and worthy of about 3 or 4 minutes of your time to read it. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I got 2 Dr. Lynn, so I got to keep them straight here. Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We'll be talking about the events of the day, especially as it relates to the Chinese flu. And he has 2 websites you need to check out. One is revolutiontelevision.net. The other is medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
You're probably not aware, but my Friday guest is Dr. Lynn Wilbert, so I got to keep the 2 Dr. Lynns straight in my mind here. Well, Doctor, privately we were talking a few minutes ago about how to get this conversation going, and I'm going to begin with this. Within any group, whether it's the local church, the local PTA, Chamber of Commerce, any American company, anywhere, any government organization, there's going to be discord, disagreements between different people within those groups. That's expected. That's normal. Most of the time, that discord remains private within the internal workings of whatever group it might be, the local chamber of commerce, or in the case we're about to talk about, the executive branch of the United States government. When it goes public, everything changes. And that's what's happened with President Trump and his public denouncement, public disagreement, public attempts to humiliate and marginalize Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. That tells me something much deeper is going on, that we're reaching a point where once this takes place, where President Trump will relieve these people of their duties, with assuming it's within his power, which I believe it is, and they will be become no longer part of the executive branch of the United States government. And you've got some follow-up on that, don't you, Doctor?
Yes, John. Great intro. The fact of the matter is that President Trump is being extorted, and that all of us actually are being extorted by Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the Big Pharma, which is the deep state. Big Pharma is the deep state. And all the financiers, the private equity investment banksters, let's call them, that's where the wealthiest of the wealthy invest. Now you've actually got conflicting interests. And when you look at Dr. Fauci's patents, and this is where I can share some new information today with everyone listening.
Because,
essentially what you've got is Dr. Fauci, in pushing the monoclonal antibodies as well as the mRNA vaccine, and the most advanced being the Moderna company, in which Gates and Fauci et al. Are heavily invested. So there's a conflicting interest. And these conflicting interests then give us two conclusions that are clear and convincing based on this evidence of Dr. Fauci's patents. You've got to look carefully. As a scientific community or even a lay community, it's a little challenging because you're dealing with molecular biology and genetics and cancer research and virology. And so it's a little complicated for a layperson, but it gives us two definitive conclusions. Number one is that you have fraudulent concealment of the HIV-1, the AIDS virus spike protein in this COVID-19, which is a mutagen. And so the whole mutagenic process where they've created this SARS coronavirus recombinant in a lab or in labs, this was known and obviously done at least before 2012. And because he does not conceal the intimate connection between HIV-1, GP120, that's the receptor site on the CD4 helper cell of the immune cells, because he conceals currently, Fauci et al. Are concealing the AIDS virus, envelope gene, the GP120 receptor infection site interaction in this SARS coronavirus infection. And he has concealed it for the obvious reason that it would expose his multiple patents in this field and the conflicting interests through which he stands to profit massively with his co-investors. So that's number one. Number two is that this official focus they claim on vaccines and monoclonal antibodies and therapeutics is really not vaccines. This is what, if you read the patents, if you read Fauci's patents, we're not dealing, when we're talking about monoclonal antibodies, that's not a vaccine. And what the vaccine is actually doing is not even traditional vaccine. They call it a game changer. But what's actually taking place is they're introducing new drugs. So it's a drug. And this really is important when it relates to hydroxychloroquine and the fact that that antioxidant, along with vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, oxysilver, all of those great antioxidants, much more natural, low cost, as well as not particularly dangerous, even like hydroxychloroquine, which is pretty safe. But even that's got side effects. But you understand that when you read the science and you read the law, what you find is that the reason why they're downplaying hydroxychloroquine, actually disparaging it, is because if you have a successful drug available, such as hydroxychloroquine, then you can't legitimize the fast tracking of any of this business. It's against the law. And so That's number one point. Fraudulent concealment of HIV-1 spike protein, the AIDS virus research and developments that Fauci et al. Have a conflicting interest in. Number two is the shutdown of the economy and the social distancing, the shutdown of social interaction. It's an extortion. The patents provide probable cause to consider these official actions as extortionate impositions to profit in favor of Fauci et al.'s patented biotechnologies in this precise industry. Fauci's precise patented therapeutic interventions include and rely upon monoclonal antibodies that, now I'm going to quote from Fauci's patent, that, quote, restore, enhance, or mimic the immune system's attack on cancer cells, John. Continue, quote, bind to antigens that are generally more numerous on the surface of cancer cells than healthy cells, and serve as an anti-integrin therapy for infection control. Okay? So as I've been saying, my greatest concern is that this lab virus creation is a mutagen. It's capable of mutating, but with the AIDS virus attached to it, AIDS virus envelope genes attached to the spike protein attachment apparatus, you're dealing with potentially a virus with a long incubation period that essentially is latent in even a person who recovers and has developed antibodies. It's still there, it's still manufacturing, and it is a virtual respiratory airborne AIDS virus, and it is a cancer trigger, just like HIV/AIDS produces the unique, never before seen laboratory creation of the cancer complex, leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppression, cancer complex we call AIDS today. So this research proves we are not simply dealing with a bat SARS coronavirus mutant. We're dealing with a cancer trigger biological weapon. It is like HIV/AIDS in many respects. And the mRNA chemotherapy that is certainly not a vaccine in this traditional sense. It's best characterized as a new drug. Moderna's new drug is being advanced by Fauci and Gates and company and NIH Director Francis. All of these complicit agents for the drug cartel that is the deep state that now begins to explain the rock in the hard place that President Trump has found himself in. It is my opinion, based on observing the facts and his behavior, is that he would like to do more. He'd like to drain the swamp. He knows that the price gouging's got to stop in the pharmaceutical cartel. But because all of the people like he's surrounded by, it from the old administrations as well as from the current administrations who are heavily invested in the profiteering off of humanity's suffering in this regard. You're dealing with the top financiers at the head of BlackRock, of Blackstone, of Vanguard. All of these guys have gotten behind Moderna primarily and their partners in the drug cartel. That is the issue. That is the most critical issue in the upcoming election. It is the most critical issue that President Trump must show leadership in order to combat. And let me say that, in my opinion, if he were to do it in a manner that the general public could understand, ousting Fauci, as you're saying, is most likely. If he does it in a most responsible, clear, articulate way, a righteous way, to defend we the people and this great nation. If he does that, he shall be reelected. If he doesn't do that, it's a sign that we're in the deep cucka state that we know we're in. So at any rate, that's my two cents for the show.
Okay, well, thank you, Doctor. It was a good discourse there. There are some foundational things that I've never really quite figured out. First of all, what legitimate scientific/medical reason would somebody or some company have to develop and get a patent on a new virus. I think they say it's for research purposes. Why do they justify this?
Well, it's primarily for financial purposes. I mean, that's the general issue before the American people right now. Are we going to reinstitute capitalism, or are we going to institute, you know, fascism? That's the question. Now, when you're dealing with a capitalistic system, unfortunately, everything that's taking place in academia, and this, you know, this HIV/AIDS issue in the human genetic engineering is a classic example of this. You know, the head of the NIH, Dr. Francis, he had closed his eyes to the privatization for commercial profiteering of the entire taxpayer-financed human genome project. In other words, for 20 years, the universities financed by the taxpayers largely were trying to figure out the human genome. It was Francis at the helm of the NIH that closed his eyes to the inside traitors who stole that technology. J. Craig Venter is the number one head, kind of like troublemaker in this group. He started what's called TIGER, the Institute for Genetic Engineering. And this is the group that spawned virtually all of the current genetic engineering, viral recombinant, biotechnological organizations that we're facing. So it's a cartel, it's a syndicate, and it's a racketeering enterprise because it's engaged in murder. It doesn't care how many people. In fact, Bill Gates is heavily invested largely because of the whole concept of depopulation. And he's made no bones about it. He's lectured on that. So you're dealing now with a racketeering enterprise that has basically been profiting off of this technology. And unfortunately, you know, we the humanitarians are left behind. We're secondary. You know, all they'll say, well, if we can make money at this and do good, well, then we're in good shape. But the fact of the matter is that the corruption and the financial influence undermines the entire possibility that they could proceed, not just intelligently, but righteously, with integrity, with concern about health and safety. Because you look at now, they're fast-tracking these vaccines, or these what they call vaccines, or the monoclonal antibodies, and the new drugs like remdesivir. They're fast-tracking those, concealing the hydroxychloroquine as an adequate remedy in that regard, insofar as a drug is concerned. They're fast-tracking those. They have no basis to claim that it's safe. It's the same thing with 5G. The science is absolutely proven. And even congressional testimony by officials in the 5G movement have stated that this is not safe. They don't have any scientific evidence that proves the safety aspect. So they don't know whether or not killing and maiming more people than they're helping and saving. So now you integrate genetics, the electrogenetics. It's all light and sound signaling. That's what DNA 94% of DNA, the function is sound and light signaling. That's wave energy. That's bioenergy or electron frequency resonance. And that is what the 5G now interrupts. Now, think about this. They're pushing that. Why? The end answer, the end game, is they want total commercial control, profiteering off of humanity's depopulation. That's where it's at. And who's in charge of that, the head honcho, is Bill Gates and his group at IBM.
IBM's connected to this also?
Absolutely, yeah. IBM, the Watson computer and the iCloud. You see how it is? And you're starting to witness this. We, the people, are witnessing this. When we come back from the break, I'll explain.
Okay, sounds good. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty.
Our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of August. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, organic, non-GMO, long-term storage foods available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, two websites you might want to check out, revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Let's continue, Doctor.
Thank you, John. Yeah, so I was introducing the concept that the IBM and the Watson computers heavily connected here to Bill Gates and the Microsoft cartel. So you have to look at Bill Gates' mother. Where did Bill Gates in his garage get his start in his financing? It came from IBM because his mother was a leading official in the company. And so currently now, what we witness as simply people, you know, citizens using the internet, increased amount of surveillance. They're keeping track of us. They're behaviorally engineering our choices. You know, suddenly these windows pop up and, oh, man, that's exactly what I was looking for. How did the computer know this? Well, you see, the objective is to gain total control over the entire population. And to do that, you've got to be able to connect the human brain to the cloud. That is what Elon Musk has been saying is the civilization's greatest threat, yet he has been investing in it in competition with the Gates organization, etc. So what they've got now is this concept of connecting through advanced neuroscience, human brains, our brains, to the cloud. And who is at the forefront of doing that? Oh, excuse me for just this coincidence. It's Johns Hopkins who's feeding us all of this false data and false modeling on and propaganda on coronavirus to continue to spread fear, to continue to extort us with the fear so that our salvation lies not with God, but with the monoclonal antibodies and the vaccines that Anthony Fauci and his collaborators in crimes are actually advancing. Johns Hopkins is the leading group that has been pushing the hallucinogenic drug, dimethyltryptamine. They are the ones that convinced, or they were part of this organization that actually convinced the United States military that this was really great for post-traumatic stress disorder and therapeutics for our veterans. That is the dimethyltryptamine Johns Hopkins group engaged with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs. This is deep state's most advanced military neuroscience enterprise. Again, think racketeering enterprise. It's been subverted. It's basically what we're dealing with is the subversion of the United States government. It's a coup. It's a takeover of the planet. Virtually, when you're talking about now connecting the remnant, those who survive the diseases that they're outputting, they then have the objective to connect our brains completely to the cloud. And by the way, at the same time, if you start to look at the advertisements that are the most advanced advertisements in the field of robotics, they really don't need any humans anymore. They can make machines that look like humans, like you can't almost now even tell. And there's a lot of questioning as to whether some of the people that we're witnessing even currently on television are still alive. Lots of good questions out there. So President Trump is kind of like dealing with this today. For example, TikTok, this Chinese entity, now it's all this diversion. And this is how counterintelligence is administered, by diverting. It's virtually give you red herrings to consider instead of the true meat, such as TikTok. What's the question before President Trump and the administration is whether or not Bill Gates' Microsoft organization is going to be purchasing a half or the whole thing. Well, gee whiz, why give the deep state's most advanced biotechnology, genetic engineering, and mind control technology organization, enterprise, this kind of complete control over TikTok?
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of August. My website is thelibertyvan.com. Great news, we now have the Phoenix model of the mosquito netting listed on my website. orders will not be taken for about 4 more days, but at least it's posted there. You can read up on them and see what the pricing will be once they're available for sale on, that would be Monday the 10th, they'll be available for sale. Also, my website, Energy Cleaners. We're going to talk more about that at the bottom of the next hour in great detail. So just look forward to that, hearing all the remarkable benefits of the Energy Cleaner. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. His two websites you need to check out are revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got a caller in hold here. We got Charles in Florida. Good morning, Charles.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, I don't know if you pointed out to the audience or not, but there's another thing to the vaccination. One site I'm on in the United Kingdom, they had a video on Rudolf Steiner predicted. You know, Rudolf Steiner was in the 1900s, he knew Nietzsche's half-sister. He was very much interested in Zoroastrianism, and I don't know if you're familiar with Rudolf Steiner, but he predicted that someday scientists would be able to vaccinate against human beings' feeling for religion. And I happened to see a video that came out from one of the Gates things where they're lecturing. They've isolated one of the genes that has to do with what they call religious fanaticism. They'll be able to remove that. That means feeling people will be under this mRNA will be change so they will have no feeling for the supernatural. I don't know if you'd like to comment on that.
Yes, thank you. That brings up a tremendous amount of very, very important information. The religious world is absolutely under attack. I'm very familiar with Rudolf Steiner's work. His whole place, his whole operation was burned down because he was coming out with these revelations. He was the pioneer of the Waldorf school system. Very, very bright guy. And at any rate, I would urge everyone to read the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult. The Ayahuasca Death Cult deals with this issue exactly, where they're advancing a drug-based religion to substitute for monotheism. We're going to see God according to Johns Hopkins's people. This is the dimethyltryptamine, DMT. I know this personally because, again, I've mentioned this program before. I am currently still, after 15 years, embattled in courts of law in Hawaii against the leading drug trafficker of the dimethyltryptamine that is being exported to the mainland U.S. by Paul J. Sula Jr. and his corrupted courts that have turned blind eyes. The prosecutors have turned blind eyes. The federal FBI agents have turned blind eyes because they're being controlled by CIA. This is the CIA's number one project that you've talked about here, that you touched upon here, Charles. They want drugs to go
off. Are you talking about DMT?
Yes, that's
which
right.
Is ayahuasca?
That's correct. That's why the book is called The Ayahuasca Death Cult. In that book, you're going to read the most advanced neuroscience. And who's pushing it, such as Elon Musk? A couple days ago, the SpaceX project with NASA science was being pushed by Elon Musk to supposedly give us the opportunity to commercialize space for wealthy people to go take a look, not just at planet Earth, but eventually go to the moon and Mars. Well, gee whiz, if you're going to pollute and negligently, recklessly neglect planet Earth and preparing us to clean up the environment because it's all being polluted by the drugs and the chemicals and the chemtrail sprays and all of the heavy metal poisons that they're poisoning us with. If you don't take responsibility for this commercial beast, you're now having to go off planet to form new colonies. Who can afford that? Who even wants to do that? You're looking at Elon Musk. You're looking at Peter Thiel, the top U.S. military data mogul is Peter Thiel, heavily invested in exactly this hallucinogenic drugs for supposedly post-traumatic stress disorder therapy. But the Johns Hopkins group is no doubt at the forefront. And when you talk about Epstein and the pedophiles and the pedophilia and Harvard's and MIT's media labs, hello, neuroscience, hello, population control via these kinds of now advancing technologies in mRNA, in supposed vaccinations, which are actually new drugs. You know, this is what we're dealing with now. It takes us into a twilight zone, beyond a twilight zone. You know, ignorance about this is no longer bliss. It's deadly. And we're talking about the death of civilization as we know it. That is why your question is right on the money. It's extremely important that we attend to these issues.
Yeah, Bill Burroughs, you know, the guru of the beatniks was one of the people looking for ayahuasca towards the end of his life. He thought that was would be able to contact the gods with it, you know. And Timothy Leary. Leary and him were involved in a cult that followed Aleister Crowley.
Yep, That's right. And you've got to read the Ayahuasca Death Cult. And if you don't even want to spend the money for the book, which is online at healthyworldstore.com. There's a PDF downloadable file. It's in the editor's edition up right now for less than $10. Totally awesome read. But the fact of the matter, they call this the God molecule. And for free, you can get a chapter-by-chapter summary on medicalveritas.org. And when you start to realize that this is a covert CIA operation, where this ayahuasca religion, this they claim this new religion came from. And by the way, it was John Roberts, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who's been doing a funny shift from the right politically to the left, liberals, now questioning, you know, whether allegiance to Trump and his administration. John Roberts was the one that authorized and read the final judgment of the U.S. Supreme Court to permit this ayahuasca to be distributed throughout the United States under the guise of religion. But yet, the FBI and all of the law enforcers neglect the fact that even according to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, it is requiring an importation from Brazil, from the fundamental home base of the religion itself, which was never a religion. Read the history. You'll see it up on medicalveritas.org. What they're permitting is this distribution and diversion of these hallucinogenic God molecule drugs throughout now the society. It's a hot rage on the college campuses. It's hot in the urban America, and it's hot even in the United States military personnel. They've infiltrated to undermine ultimately religion. And the person, incredibly, that Paul J. Sola Jr., the kingpin manufacturing and distributing it, his son, his name is Jason Sola, he actually studied and co-published with who you're talking about back at Harvard, Timothy Leary, Alan Watts, Huxley.
Yeah.
This group had a lead scientist working for the CIA. His name is Dr. Stanley Krippner. And he has published, quote, The Future of Religions, end quote. And his publication is precisely what you're talking about. They are advancing these hallucinogenic drugs in order to persuade us that we can see God, we can know God exclusively by messing up our neurology. Now that's a cover for the entire drug cartel, and ultimately the goal, as I mentioned, is to connect our neurology, our brains, to the cloud, as per Bill Gates and Peter Thiel, as per Elon Musk's objectives.
And but by the Silicon Valley people are all supposed to be all hooked into DMT themselves.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly right. Now, also, let me just add one clarification. We're looking at the front guys, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Bill Gates. They are not the head honchos in this game. There's the shadow governors, the banksters that are really pulling the strings. They're front guys. Yes, indeed, extraordinarily wealthy. Yes, indeed, powerful. But they are the who we're seeing. All of the games, like in a magic act, are done behind the curtain. It's diversion. And this is part of the picture here. For Trump to do justice to his leadership with highest level integrity for we the people, he has got to expose this aspect of the swamp and drain it. These people who have been complicit in this fraud and in this crime, this actually depopulation of through criminal operations, they should be hung. They should go to the gallows as quickly, fast-tracked. And we've got, 90 days before the election? If Trump does not come out with some semblance of revelation in so far as this operation, then we're beyond what I can even think of.
I wonder if the pedophile network like Epstein and all this might be connected to this. Gates and Jeffrey Epstein were good friends. I don't know.
Charles, the answer is in detail in the ayahuasca death cult book. Because, yes, absolute certainty, there is indications that all of these operators, the agents within the criminal enterprise, the racket, all of them are psychologically impaired. They're criminal psychopaths. How did they get there? Through child abuse. They don't care. The entire dumbing down and feminization of the male population, it's actually totally integrated in COVID-19. This past week, science has come out showing that testosterone levels, the more testosterone you have, the more susceptible you are to dying from COVID-19-related cancers and immune deficiencies. Imagine that. Oh, my goodness. You know, they can't totally do their job taking out the male population and controlling population, depopulating us by making men gay. They can't do that sufficiently. So what have they got? They got now a virus that actually attacks men more than women. Why? Because of the testosterone levels. That's new science that just came out this past week.
Yeah, it's all part of transhumanism.
That's right. That's exactly the subject matter. In fact, that's the subtitle of the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult. It's about transhumanism.
Ayahuasca Death Cult.
Yeah, The Ayahuasca Death Cult. And it goes into all of the main players, like Anderson Cooper. If you look at John Podesta, the pedophile from Pizzagate, and his brother, on the internet, you can study this. Sherry Kane has an outstanding Facebook website on Pizzagate. You can research that and see all of these links to Anderson Cooper on CNN, whose mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, actually their estate is where one of the pictures appears to source from, that ends up in John Podesta's living room wall, hanging there, showing child being basically, abused. So this is where the Hillary Clinton documents go. This is where all of the emails back and forth with regard to the secret languages being used in their email correspondence with Democratic National Committee persons. All of this engages this psychopathology, this criminal psychopathology, where the neurology of these individuals, these criminal psychopaths, are switched. What gives us pleasure gives them pain. What gives us pain gives them pleasure. That's how they can continue to do this, justify it, rationalize it. And now you are talking about Satanism, total demonic possession.
Yeah.
Charles, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. We got our last break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of August, visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Two websites you need to check out, revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we've got about 3 minutes, sir.
Well, interesting show, John. They're all interesting, but I thought today was very, very enlightening. What do you think?
Well, it was, sir. And these 90-something days, I'm losing track of the exact time, about 90 days, give or take, until the first Tuesday in November. They will be historic days. There will be things happen that we could not guess would happen in advance. And people need to get their spiritual house in order as the single most important thing they can do, don't they?
Absolutely. All of this is a test of faith. You've got to have faith in the Creator, your Son, Yeshua, Messiah. This is, you know, this is where you must go because, again, they want to push you into the drugs and satanic sorcery. That's what all the genetic engineering is, like as though God made a mistake and didn't equip us adequately to fight diseases. Give me a break. So the reality is you've got to go back to righteousness, right standingness in that Holy Spirit power of love. That is what Jesus preached about. That's what Christianity, that's really the essence of monotheism across the board. And that is what is at stake really in this election. Trump, believe it or not, is the last man standing that basically can do something effective to stop this. And maybe it can't be stopped. Maybe it's prophecy. Maybe in for about 40-some-odd months, we're going to be under the chip, the mark of the beast. We're going to have to engage this some way. There's going to be a lot of us dying. Again, Psalm 91. Read Psalm 91. 1,000 may be dying at your left, 10,000 at your right, but you carry the love of the Lord in your heart with full faith and trust in your salvation, your renewal, your sustenance, your health maintenance. That is what is available to us by faith and integrity.
Well said, Doctor. Well said. Well, I don't want to be caught by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, sir, as always, and look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay, appreciate it. Well, we should have here at the top of the hour, Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, with us. I hope Steve can join us. He has not confirmed that. And at the bottom of the hour, my friend Tom Berryhill will talk about a wonderful healing product called the Energy Cleaner. I use mine every night, and you're going to learn a little bit about that wonderful product. It will be a good hour, this next hour coming up. I'm still reading Steve Whitman's new edition of his book, Winning Life's Lottery. It's a true story, the first of many books that Steve has written. And I look forward to finishing the book and getting Steve back on here to get an update from Steve. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.